this is the whole idea, is that if you take out a giant in your life, if you take out a spiritual giant, then the enemy has to pay you back. So if a thief is caught, he has to pay back sevenfold and then all the belongings of his house. David and Goliath, the whole idea with David was, is that he was anointed already. He was chosen by God. So you have to remember, he didn't come looking for a job. You know, Samuel found him, anointed him, but you know, it took 17 years from what most scholars say before he was actually appointed to be the king of Israel. So Saul was the king for a long time. When he showed up that day to give the food to his brothers on the battle line, you know, he saw that was his opportunity because he could take that giant out. But what happened was, is when he took the giant out, then everybody got jealous. But see, if you remember, there was a lot of rewards for a person who would take out the giant. This is the whole idea, is that if you take out a giant in your life, if you take out a spiritual giant, then the enemy has to pay you back. So if a thief is caught, he has to pay back sevenfold and then all the belongings of his house. So if the devil has been caught by you, then it's not enough that he's been caught and stopped. He has to pay back. And that's the thing that people don't do. And that's what Christians have not been taught. So think about this. You know, you have breakthrough because the thief is caught, it's nailed, and you can stop something. But overthrow is staying there in that situation and demanding recompense, demanding everything be paid back, and that you would have seven times or sevenfold, which is more than seven times what you started with. You know, so think about that. And you're gonna have to think about that a long time, because it's not really fathomable to be sevenfold. That's like seven to the seventh power. You know, so it's exponential. Promotion in the spirit will cause some things to start to change in the physical. David went to overthrow when he killed a giant. See, he was in breakthrough with the anointing oil on him from Samuel. So Samuel was the one who chose David, because God chose David. But the overthrow came when David, under that anointing, took out the giant, and he used that anointing. So the devil wants to transfer all these things down to the next generation in fear and things like that. And this is why I'm teaching what I'm teaching, is because if you go into overthrow, all of you parents out there, everyone that's watching, you can stop this so that it doesn't happen to your children. I mean, you literally can stop the devil dead in his tracks, and it's not transferred, period. This is the whole idea. That's what David did. When David stood up to that giant, he stopped the giant race. Because if you look, after David's reign, if you look at when he was king, he killed all the giants, and then they didn't pop up again. They were extinguished. And see, now in this time that we live in, there are spiritual giants. There are these entities, there's disembodied spirits, big, ugly beings. There's all kinds of different, they seem like different species of different types of demons and things. There are different creatures. You know, I see hybrids. I see all kinds of weird things. I don't understand everything that's out there, but I've seen a lot of different things. And what I'm telling you is that when Jesus encountered these demons, he drove them out. And that is overthrow. That is not like, what I see today with people having conversations with them and trying to do all these real low-level stuff, whereas Jesus just addressed them and was very mean to them, very aggressive with them, and he didn't give up. But this is what we need to get back to. So I want to transfer that to you, because that's what's in me. I will never be nice to the devil. I'm never going to apologize to him or talk nice to him or plead with him or negotiate with him at all. You know, you don't negotiate with a terrorist. He's a terrorist. You don't negotiate with him. You know, you be forceful and you be mean to him. You know, he's been mean to you. It's time for you to be forceful and mean to him. And that's the only language he understands. He doesn't understand any other language. He's a liar. He hates people. He has no good in him. And there is no recompense. There is no repentance for him. So just forget trying to get along with him. And you can't like back off and think that he's going to leave you alone. You've got to be very aggressive, because he's not going to leave you alone because you leave him alone. And that's what a lot of Christians, they think, well, I'm just going to kind of not make any waves. What I want for you is I want you to be aggressive so that people know that you don't compromise and that you're not going to let the devil have an inch, because he's not one to change. He's not going to change. He's not going to repent. There is no chance for him. So he's going to be thrown in the lake of fire. There's no other choice. He's on his way. All the evil spirits, they're all very upset, but they're all going to the lake of fire. Every single one of them is going to be judged. They don't want Christians to push them out. They don't want Christians to drive them out. They don't want Christians to teach other people to where they walk in the light, and then the demons can't lie to them anymore. So you're really preventing demons from having control of anybody. That's why I teach all the time. That's why I'm constantly on the road, constantly writing, because I got to get in people's minds the good news of the gospel so that it blocks demons from being able to take over people, because they're hijacking people, you know, and that's constant. That's the constant warfare. So that's what Warrior Notes is all about, is dismantling the devils in people's minds so that their soul is clear and that they can hear clearly in the spirit. You know, God's voice is actually a lot louder than you think, but because of the warfare that down here in the soul realm, there's a lot of chatter going on. There's a lot of like emotional stuff, and it's just soulish. And you've got to have discernment. And the only way to get discernment is to have a sharp sword. Well, the sharp sword is the word of God, and it's the spirit of God. And those two things make up what we need in order to stay in there and not compromise. So you want to overthrow, you got to stay sharp in the spirit, and you got to address these things and not back off. So I believe that you're going to be aggressive and that you're going to take your stand against the enemy. In Psalms 144, 1, it says, "Blessed be the Lord my rock, who trains my hands for war and my fingers for battle." So what is happening in your life right now? Is there something going on? Do you need that solid foundation? Then you just go to the rock. This is what Psalms 144 says. "Blessed be the Lord my rock, who trains my hands for war and my fingers for battle." You know, if you stand on that rock, that platform with God, then your abilities have come to the place where it's not really you anymore. And you can take on enemies that you wouldn't be able to. And that's what I'm trying to encourage you is, yes, you might have been defeated. You've had a lot of things happen. You've had terrible things happen in your life with Satan coming in and destroying relationships and destroying your finances and destroying your health. But that's what the thief does. He comes in to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus has come to give you life and life more abundantly. So let's talk about that. Let's get you into resurrection power. And then let's let him train us for war. He says he's going to train our hands for war, our fingers for battle. You know, well, that's what I want. Well, what would the Spirit be saying? What would be some of the things? He would be creating a heat. He would be anointing you with healing power and delivering power. But he would be warming you up with the coals from the altar to where you are hot, you know, not lukewarm. Then he would teach you how to use your authority, and then he would train you how to do that within your domain and wage war. And then what'll happen is it goes from breakthrough to overthrow, to where you're ruling and reigning in your area, and the evil spirits can't continue to work. They can't. They literally stop working. I've seen this happen so many times. The demons just actually opt out and leave. And it's because of overthrow. They don't want to mess with people when they get into overthrow. So there's breakthrough where, you know, you see things happening, you pray and you see an answer to prayer, you see things happen with your finances and it's all good. But overthrow is when it becomes a lifestyle and it flips it on the devil. It's like the devil, it flips the whole situation to where you're the aggressor now. You're the one that's making him work for you. He's the one that's worried. He's the one that's on the run. You put him on the run by the Spirit, because you let the Spirit dominate you and rule. And that's what I want for every student. Demons do not want you to find out these things. Demons are dreading, like what I'm saying here, they're dreading this course, because I'm telling people all this stuff. they know that if a person actually gets the word of God and hears it and gets released, that they won't have control over them anymore. And all these religious devils that are in people that are against Christianity, you know, it's like Christians against Christians. This is demonic. But see, the devils dread the day when we walk in love and the devils can't operate anymore. The devil does not want people to know that we are to address them with the blood of Jesus and the name of Jesus and drive them out, and that we are to have overthrow. The devils are supposed to listen to us and never come back, period. You should never encounter a devil again if you address it. And that's what I know about Jesus, is when he died on the cross, he made sure that it was permanent. He made sure that everything he did was complete, which means that a devil has to listen to you and must permanently obey you and not come back. So you forbid them to come back. You're not a victim. So you're going to break that chain. Well, once you get some breathing room and you break that cycle, there's not that cycle of rejection, then you go through 30 days, you go a whole month without having to encounter that. Well, what happens is then that becomes your new norm, where you don't encounter rejection. But you got to break that cycle, because that demon is assigned to you. And that's what David did. He went down there and he defeated that giant. It stopped the whole cycle. All of a sudden, all the other giants became afraid, not just the people. The giants became afraid because somebody took out one of the giants. And once that was done, then there was no more ruling and reigning for them. They started to feel like they got to protect. And they went into a survival mode. And David took them all out. David took all the giants out in his lifetime. That's what's supposed to be happening with all of us. We're supposed to be taking out our giants, and it's not ever stopping. Just continue slaying giants and then teaching others to do so. And once you can get seven other people, that you can influence seven other people, then it becomes this huge multiplication where everyone is talking to everyone and teaching everyone, and devils are being driven out constantly. And you'll see the manifestation of that blessing in this nation, in your nation, in your family. You'll start to see, because the demons don't have any power anymore. Okay, so you cast them out, you drive them out, you bind them, you use the blood of Jesus, the name of Jesus. You're supposed to mistreat devils and be forceful with them, be aggressive with them, and this will cause overthrow. When you start to rile up those devils and they start to be nervous, and you get them on the run, you just got to keep them on the run then. Start giving out food and money to people that can't pay you back. Just keep them on the run. Do things, start a ministry, start buying people food and coffee and leaving them notes and writing them and blessing them and praying for them. And it just keeps those devils on the run and keeps your overthrow intact forever.